Right.
Andrew's in.
Get him hurt back.
Yeah.
Now he's worried. You cut it. You hurt it. You see? You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
You're proud of
Nothing more than he does. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Okay, take a toy. Take a toy. Take a toy.
Years left.
Episode 141 coming at you. It's the next day. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
That's right.
We're haggard.
The epic 10 show recording session.
Number 5 right now.
No, this is number 7 or 8.
It is.
Yeah, out of the 10 in one session.
We started at 136?
135.
All right.
So we did episode 135, 136, 137, 138, 139. Now we're on 140. So now we're on 141.
Yeah, number 7. We're gonna pull it off, folks.
Yeah.
I just started drinking because
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and why not? Or actually, I don't even know what time it is.
I wake up earlier than 8 or at 8 every day of my life. Even if I party till like 3 in the morning, which I did recently.
Yeah. Sounds like you're almost ready for fatherhood.
It's just like, damn it, dude. There's no way I can sleep, even though I was so hungover.
Yeah. I mean, I've had the rare occasion in the last like 7 years since having a child. Like, I could probably count on one hand days that I've slept past 9 o'clock.
I believe that. DJ EJ, he was doing some dancing game last night. I hope we didn't turn him gay.
It was pretty hilarious, though.
It's like, why isn't he playing a sports game?
Because they're overly complex, like, control commands, and he couldn't figure it out. He was, like, not old enough to comprehend, you know? He can stand there and flail around, and, you know.
Pretty fruity. That's all I gotta say.
Well, it was
trying to be a positive influence.
It was also like YMCA and some other super fruity songs. So
in the Navy, or
I don't even know, man. I don't even know. But the premise of the game is that you stand in front of a camera and dance like a fool to a song, and then at the end, it plays back a video of you dancing like a fool, and that's the funny part.
It was actually, I bought that game for like $5 or something. Anyway, we're here in Chico.
Which has nothing to do with the theme, by the way.
The legendary DJ Gower made the trek to Chico, and
So what inspired you for the title of this theme here?
I'll tell you what inspired me. There is a Propaganda song, which you will hear, where he takes out, or it's like David and Goliath.
So it wasn't like the Jimmy Cliff, the harder they come. Like.
No, that was the inspiration. I love that song, which you'll hear. It's freaking rocking.
You'll hear the Jimmy Cliff in there too, I guarantee it.
The Battle of 1812 rings in our hearts. The 39th parallel. If you didn't know, that's basically the border between Canada and America.
This is true, folks. That's it's a brutal, brutal... It's a harsh line in the sand, folks, let me tell you.
Yeah. Our friendly neighbors to the north want to give a shout-out to Canada right now. Nicest people you'll ever meet. I've actually had the privilege of interacting with several Canadians.
Did you?
Don't worry, I'm listening to the vocals like way quieter than yours.
I see.
By design. Anyway, here comes some more music. Rock the hell out.
Rhyme.
And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Treason.
One for one.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little story about the slave master. The slave master. Use a whip on your ass so you behave faster. You got the chains on your neck and the man's respect. You work all damn day, but you will never see a check in the field. Cotton you yield, your skin peels off your back from the crack of the whip. It won't heal. You wish you had a shield because he wields iron. So when you act up, he smokes you and keeps firing. And it's tiring. Forget about recreation. One wrong move and it's death you're facing. White motherfuckers got the ball and chain on your leg and in the form of religion on your brain. They say you the devil. You say who the devil? Some of us was house niggas. Some of us was rebels. Some tried to get along the best they could and did nobody use the phrase it's all good. Would you? They got you living like a shrew. They throw you pig lips and chicken gizzards, then you make a stew. They give us a white Jesus to appease us. We talk among ourselves and hope that nobody sees us. They had our brothers beating us, called us Cretans plus monkeys. They just flunkies mistreating us. The master said if you don't whip them, you're dead. It was fucking with his hair, but he beat us instead. And we bled, red blood flowing like a flood. Then he waved your mother, stick her face in the mud. They were ruthless. If you tried to front, you'd be toothless. Some tried to run, even though it seemed useless. Virginity was torn, soon babies was born. That was half white, and now his skin is kinda light. You think you're special because they let you oversee the carnage, but I bet you you'll get hung even if you stick out your tongue, because they pull out the shank and stick it right through your lung. Now it's 96 and white people say forget it. It's all in the past and some even regret it because they think we'll set it. Now my mission's to get federal so I can raise a black family without you devils. And you know how that goes. Yeah, slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. A slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. A slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. A slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. For you kids trying to get signed, there's just a little something you should keep in mind. The labels are slave masters, artists are slaves. Don't get too raunchy, they want you to behave. You get signed, you thinking this is great, but wait, you never knew what was at stake. Creative control, they withhold, you sell your soul when you sign on the dotted line, hoping to go gold. But you'll never see that, not without promotion. The label just throw your shit out and got it floating. You think your shit is potent, but ain't nobody buying it. If they ain't never heard of it, ain't nobody trying it. If they ain't never heard of it, your record, they murder it. You could complain, but they are not concerned a bit. Cause when they signed you, they thought you'd make a hit. Cause of who you was affiliated with and all that bullshit. Frustrations, all these rules and regulations, just so you can have your shit heard by the nation. And be patient, cause by the time they finally release your shit, it's ancient. You think they working your album? You're mistaken. And if you flop, you get dropped, cause you ain't the star. You didn't go pop, just straight up hip hop. Time to get a mop, cause without no promotion, of course sales drop. Damn, peep the breakdown. If tapes cost 10, you probably only get to see a dollar in the end that you cannot spend, cause your budget gets recouped. So you never get cash unless your record is shoot. You better hope you get shows, which will not happen if you don't have a record that's the main attraction. Even if you sell a million, you get burned, cause they keep half your cash just in case it returns for a while. You wonder why rappers don't smile, cause to them you're not an artist, you just another file. Another nigga used to make another buck, they don't give a fuck. And if your shit don't blow up, tough. But the star gets promotion and devotion from the whole fucking staff, at you they laugh. The star probably don't know that he the house nigga, thinking he bigger cause he the bigger the little. These labels think backwards, they push the acts that needed the least, so they can get all the money they can when it's released. They take you to a restaurant for a feast, and then expect you to pick up the check. That's why I give props to niggas who is independent, cause they make their own money plus decide how to spend it. Splendid. And let's end it, and don't get offended.
Slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. The slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew.
Yeah.
The slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. The slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. Hieroglyphics.
Oh yeah! The my God, that was great. I mean, unless you think it sucked, in which case it sucked.
It was all right, dude.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I'm only wearing this diaper as a dare. You know, it's not like an everyday thing.
Hey, loser, I copied off your spelling test and got a D.
I say, how long has that boy been treating you like that?
About 24 years.
Welcome back. Episode 141, The Bigger They Are, The Harder They Fall, coming at ya.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, live and direct in Chico, California. DJ EJ in the house.
EJ, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
That's right.
He's in the man cave.
The bigger they come, the harder they fall. That's the theme of the episode today.
Looks like he's ready to tackle the day. He's young.
Have you ever had a big hard fall?
No.
No? You never fell really, really hard?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah? Could you tell us about it? What happened?
So my friend put me in a hula hoop, and he spun me around, and I fell out of the hula hoop and hit my head.
And what did you have to do after you hit your head?
I had to go to the hospital.
Did you have a concussion?
No.
Yes, you had a mild concussion. Clearly, it affected you.
Okay.
And he's not very big, folks. It's not very big, so still fell hard.
Yeah, little guy.
A wee ginger lad. So yeah, 141. The harder they fall.
Yeah, unfortunately, Annie has been seized by black people, so that role is gone.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
As well as Aquaman.
There'll be other opportunities, bud.
Of what?
He doesn't even know what we're on about, folks.
Or Aquaman.
I don't think we do either.
Now Aquaman is a Pacific Islander. He used to be a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the son of...
Talking about a crappy superhero.
Wasn't he like the son of Neptune or something like that?
I don't know. We're talking gibberish.
Yeah, we're talking comic books, folks. It was back when people actually read things and stuff.
We drank heavily, and I think I'm just going to continue to drink. More.
Yeah! What are you going to do with the rest of your day, Ethan?
Play video games?
Yes. No.
Play in the park?
Maybe.
Play with Legos?
Maybe.
What about using your fidget spinner?
Maybe.
All right.
Super exciting.
Back to some music. Here it comes. Bigger they are, harder they fall. Rhyme.
And musical treason.
Watch me as I fall. of you is falling away. But lift your fires, the western wailing. Build your muscles as your body decays. Yeah,
throw your line and play the game.
Yeah, let the anesthetic cover it all.
Till one day they call your name.
You know it's time for the hammer to fall.
Oh. I think, sir, the battle is over, and the young soldier laid down his gun. I'm tired of running for cover. I'm certain the battle is done. For see over there where we fought them, it's quiet, for they've all gone away. All left is the dead and the dying, the blue lying alongside the gray. So you think the battle is over, and you even lay down your gun. You carelessly rise from your cover, for you think the battle is done. Now boy, hit the dirt, listen to me, for I'm still the one in command. Get flat on the ground here beside me, and lay your ear hard to the sand. Can you hear the deafening rumble? Can you feel the trembling ground? It's not just the horses and wagons that make such a deafening sound. For every shot fired had an echo, and every man killed wanted life. There lies your friend Jim McKinney. Can you take the news to his wife? No, son, the battle's not over. The battle has only begun. The rest of the battle will cover the part that has blackened the sun. The fight yet to come's not with cannon, nor will the fight be hand to hand. No one will regroup the forces, no charge will a general command. The battle will rage in the bosom of mother and sweetheart and wife, brother and sister and daughter will grieve for the rest of their lives. Now go ahead, rise from your cover, be thankful that God let you live. Go fight the rest of the battle for those who gave all they could give.
The battle with the gods was magnificent. Your skill is extraordinary.
Oh, tell us something we don't know, motherfucker.
Episode 141 coming at you. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's the theme. DJ Gower, he's in Chico. It's the next day.
That's right.
We partied hard.
We raged it overnight.
We did.
We called it quits at a proper adult time, I believe, around midnight.
Yeah, this guy was out.
So this guy's standing in the kitchen looking at me going, I don't know, man. I think we should call it.
We recorded one talking segment that was illustrative of how retarded we were. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, but at the same time.
The next day.
There was
I'm glad we're recording over it is what I'm trying to
right.
say. It was ugly. Because
we were debating at the time of whether or not we should continue with the madness, but I believe we realized at that point we were well over the edge of the cliff. So
exactly. Anyway, bigger they are, harder they fall. Gotta love the David and Goliath stories, or the little guy taking down the giant.
Yep. Yeah. Just like the 99%.
Taking down the 1%? That'll never happen.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out so well for us so far, at least.
It has not. We're just a couple of dudes making a podcast for your listening pleasure, so you're welcome.
Yeah, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
That's right.
But if you do, name it after us and send it to us at rhymingtreasonradio@gmail.com.
So we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Episode 141. DJ EJ.
DJ EJ. Oh, he's on the silent trip. He's too embarrassed.
The young gower.
He doesn't want to be associated with this god-awful podcast.
He doesn't. What?
Quit with it.
All right. You're right. We should probably quit with it and get back to the music. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And thanks for listening.
Oh, that was a weak burp. Sorry, guys.
Catch us, and we'll catch ourselves. And when we together. No one will catch us, and we'll catch ourselves. But when we run, we will run forever. No one will understand what we meant.
Rhyme
and treason.